The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday. Andy Brownell along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's December already.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just glad it's not below zero because today's our big Christmas in the park. So we're pretty excited about that and hopefully going to have a big crowd. So while I do the radio show, the guys are out cleaning it up, getting the stage ready for the band and, you know, making sure the last minute lights are up, all the fun stuff.
But it'll be a busy day. This is like a Hallmark movie in your town, right?
Yes, yes, it is. So if anybody's looking for something fun to do this afternoon, come to Wabasha. Honestly, it's already started because there's already a Christmas bazaar at United Church of Christ and then a cookie walk at Faith Lutheran Church. So people are out buying up all the baked goods. And there is a winter market that's going to open up shortly across the street at Urban Arrow. And then we have cookies and cocoa and cider and Santa and face painting and kids crafts, and all of that stuff is all complimentary. And then we have a band, which again, we Gwaltney Group is sponsoring the Chubbs, which are a favorite band in the local area, and they're going to be playing from 4:30 till 6:30 this afternoon. And Heather owns Urban Arrow. She's got a little portable bar that she's going to set up. It's called the Wren's Nest. It's really cute. It's a little camper that she converted. So it should be a fun day in Wabasha. So if you're looking for something to do, come on over.
And it will be looking like Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
In past years, you've had grass.
Yeah, no, it definitely looks like Christmas in that park. They're out blowing and shoveling snow off of the stage. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, what's happening in the real estate world, Robin?
Okay, a couple of things I want to share. First of all, Brian Buffini did his bold predictions this week, and that's where they talk about what should we expect in 2026, okay? So what he is saying is go back to pre-COVID. So go back to 2019, and the numbers should look really similar.
And if I remember, 2019 was a pretty healthy real estate market.
It was, right? And then he said you cannot count 20 and 21, right? Because we all know those were just an anomaly. I mean, they were just crazy, weird years with the interest rates and all. And then he says 22 and 23 were pretty hard years based on the rates going up. And so he said, I mean, we haven't. It's hard because every market's going to be different, right? But he said, if you look back at your 2019 numbers, that's what you should expect in 2026, because he said most people had probably, fewer numbers or lower numbers, less desirable numbers in 2025 than they had in 2019. But I had Brian pull up ours and put them side by side, and we actually were about 12% better in 2025 than we were in 2019. So for me personally, I hope that it doesn't look like 2019. I'm actually thinking that our 2026 is going to be about 10% better than 2025, and we're going to end up closing $110 million worth of inventory in 2025. So my bold prediction for the Gwaltney Group and Southeast Minnesota real estate is all good. Two thumbs up.
If you go back to 2019 locally, because that's what you're concerned about and we're concerned about.
Right.
The whole destination medical thing was really getting going because
it wasn't out of the bag like it is now. Right.
Yeah.
But some of the national builders weren't coming to town, all the stuff.
Right. A lot of things have changed considerably since then.
Yeah, and he was smart enough to say that every market is different, of course. He talked about he expects 20% fewer realtors in the market in 2026, so a lot of people won't be renewing. They'll be fading out. But that's also kind of a skewed number because there's so many people that are licensed but don't sell real estate.
And a lot of people jumped in during the pandemic years, right?
Correct. And a lot of agents will get, a lot of people will get their license thinking, oh, I might do this as a side gig, or if I start to buy rental properties, I won't have to pay commission. Instead, I'll represent myself, or, you know, and it always sounds so much better than it is. And so a lot of those people, you know, fall off. Regardless of what you might see or hear or believe, it's a hard job. Okay. If you're going to really do this and make a go of it and be successful, you're going to just plan on working a lot. People will ask me oftentimes, like, how do you do it all? What's your work-life balance? And I'm like, work is my life. It just is. And luckily for me, my whole entire family works with me, which makes it really easy because then I can have my life and have my work and have it all at the same time, right? But I'm just if I'm diving in, I'm diving in all the way in. And I feel like some people maybe do it. I know a lot of people do it at a much, you know, less pace. Even the people that are full-time, some of them just don't want to work as hard. And that's their prerogative. I mean, that's the nice thing about this business. It's a what you put into it, what you get out of it kind of business. For sure.
But yeah, you think about it. You work weekends. Every weekend.
All the time. Yeah.
And I
will honestly tell you, when people say, what's your schedule? I say, truthfully, and I'm not being sarcastic. March through September, I will tell you I work 7 days a week and I probably work 12 hours a day. I mean, I just work all the time and I love it. I love what I do. And it doesn't mean I don't have a few hours in between appointments where I can go to TJ Maxx or go see Jory. It's not like don't feel sorry for me. It's not like I don't get a break, right? But I work a lot and weekends and holidays and all the things. But I knew that when I signed up. I knew what I was signing up for. And I've just never regretted it. I've never looked back. And I don't understand. I sometimes run into realtors who say things like, oh, you just have to learn to shut your phone off at 5. And I just start to break out in hives when they say that. I'm like, oh my God. No, when my phone rings, I answer it. If I'm awake and my phone rings, I will answer it. I don't care what time it is, what day it is. If I'm awake, I'll answer my phone. Why wouldn't I? Right?
But you could be shopping at TJ Maxx and you might not want to answer your phone.
Oh, I have. I definitely have. I've said, if it's a little noisy, it's because I'm at TJ.
anybody who's listened to you over the years knows that TJ Maxx is your favorite store.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite store. Yes. I don't know. Is it because I like a bargain or is it because it's fun to go on the hunt? You never know what you're going to find. I don't know. I do. I love that store. Anyway. Okay. Real estate. I saw an interesting post on Facebook from a colleague of mine, Joel Mueller, who is also at RE/MAX Results up in the Twin Cities. And he shared some statistics that he must have had his closing company put together. And I thought, oh, I want to ask Tanya to do the same thing for me because these are some interesting statistics. So he said that they had 263 transactions in the year. Okay. And of those transactions, he had them kind of dissect things. Inspections were waived 17% of the time. Okay. They were pre-MLS sales, so they sold them before they even hit the market 4% of the time. 15% of their buyers used cash, 69% conventional financing, 8% FHA, and 6% VA. Their average purchase to list price was 99.7%, and the median purchase to list was 100%. Sellers helping with the closing costs, boy, now you haven't seen this number in a while, 37% of the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Sellers providing home warranties to the buyers, 9% of the time. Check this one out. Contingent on the sale of the buyer's home, 9% of the time.
So, I thought that would have been higher.
Well, I mean, this is the Twin Cities.
Okay.
So these in Rochester, I bet it is a little higher. But like 2 years ago in the Twin Cities, if you would have suggested a contingency on a sale, they would have been like, excuse me. Right. So, I mean, it's definitely changing. Escalation clauses. Are you familiar with what that is?
We talked about that about a month ago.
Okay, so we'll offer you $350, but if we have to, we'll go as high as $375, beating the best offer by $1,500, that kind of thing. Right. He saw those 3% of the time. This is the scary one. Cancellations of their contracts, 15% of the time people canceled. I can promise you we don't have those kind of numbers. I mean, maybe overall in the market, but not our group specifically. We've been very, very lucky. I know I keep reading that this is the highest year for cancellations, and we've had a few, but nothing crazy. So we like to.
The number that probably caught me most by surprise that you mentioned was 17% waived inspections.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I will be interested when I have the same data for our year. I'll have Brian put it together.
That would be fascinating.
For our year for 2025 and then share those statistics. But I thought, oh, that's a fun post. I'm going to totally copy that and kind of look at those numbers. And so shout out to you, Joe, if you're listening.
All right, Robin, we do have to take a break. We'll do that and return in just a moment. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Thanks for sticking with us on this Saturday morning. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and we're talking about, of course, real estate.
Let's talk about the interest rates.
Okay.
We all know there's going to be another meeting in December. And most people are pretty confident that we're going to see another 25 basis points cut. Yep. I think the meeting is 9th and 10th of December. Anyway, because of that, we're already seeing rates go down a little bit. The average mortgage rate this week was 6.1, which is like the lowest level of the year. So this is good. This is definitely good news. So because of that, you know, like I said, they're predicting that we're going to have a better year. And when I say they, I talk about Brian Buffini and Lawrence Yun. Lawrence Yun is the chief economist for National Association of Realtors. So he knows a little bit about what he's talking about. And Brian Buffini is like the most successful real estate coach and was a realtor himself, ran a big team at RE/MAX. Very, very cool guy with a really good head on his shoulders. And he really has a good, he's got his finger on the pulse all the time about what's going on in the real estate market. So he's saying that because of the fact that the interest rates will stay, you know, 6%, maybe dip down a little bit below 6%. People are settling in now, realizing this is a good rate. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, what are we waiting for? Let's get out there and get a house. And I have been saying this for the last couple of weeks. Now is the time because we have inventory and that inventory has sellers who want to sell. Like I just sold a great house in Memorial Parkway that sold below list. That used to never happen. It was such a desirable neighborhood, but
right. The
guy who owned it for a long time and he bought it as a rental. He's made money on it. He said, you know what? It's going to be a better tax break for me to take this offer and close this year. So it wasn't about the price for him at all. It was about the quick close, right? Sure. And to close this year, then it will be to get more money and close next year. So I was like, okay. So you just never know what terms are going to be the most appealing to the sellers. It's not always about the price. And that was one case where it definitely was not. So that buyer walked into a house with a lot of instant equity. So smart. And they were investors. So they know a value when they see it. And, you know, they bought several houses. So there are deals to be had is the moral to my roundabout story.
Yeah, that's one aspect I never thought about before because, you know, that tax impact, especially on an investment property, is a big deal.
It is. It is. And, you know, he's at retirement age and he had about 5 or 6 rental properties. And this was the last one to go. And he just wants to say, that's it. I'm done going into 2026, no longer doing that chapter. So
officially retired.
Officially retired. So good for him. Let's see, what else is worth mentioning?
Well, I was going to go back to what we talked about before the break and the prediction about 2019. And it's funny, I'm almost nostalgic about 2019 because of the pandemic.
Right.
And then when we were talking back then, I even remember the conversations we were having about low inventory.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And also you specifically, and it was 2019, I remember you bringing forth a report that was predicting that Rochester was going to be among those markets where home values were going to soar.
Oh, my gosh. Remember that?
Yes.
That was so crazy. I when I found it, because, you know, I'm always scouring through articles trying to find something interesting to talk about so I don't, you know, sound like a ding-dong saying the same thing week after week. And I found that, and it said these are the top 10 markets that are going to become unaffordable by 2025. And I'm thinking, okay. And I started reading through them thinking, this is interesting. And I got to like number 9 and it was Rochester, Minnesota. I'm like, what in the world? I find that one hard to believe. And I remember saying that. If we went back to dig that show up, I probably said, I think they're a little off on that.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it really was unaffordable for a lot of people, and that's why so many buyers were standing by the sidelines, because once they calculated what that monthly payment would be with the price that has continued to go up every year since then, added to the interest rate, which has been hovering at the highest it's been in quite some time, it's like, yikes, it's not affordable right now.
I know, but the irony of that is if the longer you wait, the less affordable it is if you're in that situation.
Yeah, because the rates are not going, they're just not going back
down. They're
not going
to drop down to 3% again, and the home values continue to go up.
Correct. So that's why I just said, now is the time.
Right.
Now is the time, because these, and especially if you're going to buy something where, like that particular house I spoke of over on 10th Street, when you have a seller that's in a good equity position, which we have so many sellers in good equity positions, right? I mean, I told you recently that in the last, how many years, the last 5 years, the average home buyer has gained $140,000 in equity. So, I mean, think about the people that have paid extra down or, you know, got their house for a good deal when they got it or have had it even longer. There's some people sitting around with some pretty serious equity. And if they're looking to sell because they're leaving town or because they're getting a divorce or because they're expecting twins and have got to get into a bigger place. I mean, right. Some people are just super motivated to move. And if they're sitting there with equity, well, that's the one thing that is negotiable, right? Because if you're trying to negotiate on a house that the people owe as much as you are offering, you're not going to get much less, right? No. They're not going to typically want to write a check to sell you their house.
So get out there is the message.
Get out there. Let's go. Let's go do this. I'm done Christmas shopping, so I'm ready to take you out house shopping.
All right. Well, Robin, let's take another quick break, and we'll be back in a moment. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, I saw on social media that your son-in-law is, we talked about him joining, but now he has officially joined Gwaltney Group.
He starts on Monday, so it's pretty cool to be an official. I am so thrilled, Andy. I have to tell you, he took it pretty hard. He'd been at IBM for 12 years in corporate finance, but his job was pricing. And as you can guess, AI can do that same thing pretty efficiently and pretty accurately. So he has watched his department dwindle over the past few years. And so he kept thinking it could be coming. But he also knew he was a pretty valued employee. So he thought, well, I'm probably safe, but just in case. So he did get his real estate license last year, which I'm thankful for. And he is officially joining. He had his last day at IBM after 12 years in corporate finance, 12 years. But, you know, that corporate finance experience is going to serve him well in real estate. you know, having those, pay attention to detail, to numbers, and understanding all of that is such a advantage. Because Brett came to us from the same background. He had been at IBM for 10 years in corporate finance, but he actually left on his own, by his own choice. After COVID, he was like, okay, I can't do this working in my basement alone thing. This is not for me. I am too social. So he made the jump and came over. So now Matt Miller, my one and only son-in-law, is going to join us on Monday. And that means we literally will be running a family business, because Scott and I work together, as you know. Brett joined us 3 years ago and is our at the top of the pile for our sales producers. I think he and Michael kind of are going neck to neck, but Michael's got a little edge on him this year, but I think last year it was Brett. But you get my drift.
Sure.
And Jenna is our coordinator on our list side, or excuse me, on our buy side, Tina on the list side, and then now Matt will join us, and he's going to start out as my personal assistant so he can stay close to me and watch me and learn from me while he also plans to become a full-time realtor in the future, but it'll be a stepping stone for him. So we will literally have all our eggs in one basket. Everybody in the family will be working at the Gwaltney Group, and except JJ, he's a little young. He's only 10 months. He'll be our mascot.
Give him time.
But I honestly couldn't be more excited to have Matt join us. So, and of course, we have other people who work with us on the Gwaltney Group. And although they're not family, I truly do adore them as if they are my family. So we have a pretty special thing going on, and Matt's pretty excited. And he came to a team meeting and he said to me, "Wow, that was refreshing." And I said, "What?" He goes, "Such positive energy, such support from one person to the next, such encouragement." He goes, "It's just not what I was used to in the corporate world." And I'm like, "Oh, that's so exciting." So I'm really happy to have him on board, and so is the rest of the team. And yeah, I'll keep you posted on how that all goes. I'll bring him on for a introduction sometime in the near future.
Oh, that makes me, when you say he was so encouraged by the meeting, it makes me sad, because I also work among a group of people who, you know, enjoy each other and support each other, and we're pretty tight knit as a family. And I can't imagine not having that in a workplace.
You know, right. And he said he didn't even realize that it was so like negative and gripey until he came to a meeting that wasn't like that. So it was just refreshing, and he welcomed the change. So
I imagine when he's with you and he maybe meet with a prospective buyer, and those number crunching skills will kick in right away. You know, if you're helping somebody lay out a budget,
he's already telling me what things I could do better. I'm like, oh boy, first Brett and now Matt. they're trying to make me just a lot more systems oriented. You know what I mean?
Analytical.
Yes, and that's, you know, that I'm like, give me the people, give me the relationships, and you know, the rest of the stuff gets done behind the scenes by other people. But no, it's been great. I'm honestly, seriously, really excited about it.
Goodness, we're almost, we maybe got a minute or so. Do you want to have any listings you want to cover quick?
I do. Okay, so let me talk about, I have two listings down in Rochester Towers. Now, if you remember, a few years ago, there was that whole structural issue with Rochester Towers, and everybody had to get out. It was deemed to be unsafe. Well, they did fix it, okay? And then after they fixed it, there was still kind of a bad black cloud over it, because there was this thing that you had to pay cash to buy in there. And I'm like, well, that's not good. So I had this guy call me and say, I've got two units I'd like to sell. My mother lived in one. I lived in the other. We've moved to Florida, you know, whatever. I said, I don't know if I'm interested in taking them. And he goes, why? I go, I don't know. There's just kind of ever since that structural issue, you have to have cash. He goes, oh, no. He goes, the only thing that had happened, everything was fixed properly. The paperwork just wasn't filed to the state. But he said, I sat on the board. We have done that. The last two units that have sold with loans. We are good.
Oh, that great.
So now I'm pretty excited about that. So I've got two units in there. And one of them is, well, actually, they're both two beds and two baths. And they're both 1,134 square feet. One has a really open floor plan because they took the little wall out from the separate kitchen and the other one still has that little wall. One looks to the west and one looks to the east. And they're both $245,000. So those used to be like the hottest property in downtown Rochester. So hopefully it's going to go back to that.
I mean, and you're going to be right across the street from that new hospital when it's built.
Exactly. Exactly. So I guess if I only had a minute, I'll just talk about those two and let people know that if there's anything at all I can help you with when it comes to real estate needs, if you have questions, if you're just curious, if you want to learn more about what it would take to buy a house or what it looks like to sell a house, anytime, feel free to call me. You heard me say earlier, if I'm up and my phone is always in my hand and I'm not talking to somebody else, I promise you I am going to answer it. I am old school when it comes to that. So I love to take your phone calls. And anytime, call me at 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, thank you so much and enjoy the day outdoors at your wonderful Christmas event in Wabasha.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.